The veterans' class action suit that was just settled out of court was taken against 7 chemical manufacturing companies of Agent Orange: Dow Chemical, the Monsanto Company, the Diamond Shamrock Company, Uniroyal, the TH Agriculture and Nutrition Company, the Thompson Medical Company, and Hercules Incorporated. My next guest on Fresh Air is S. Maynard Turk, a vice president and counsel for Hercules Incorporated, which is headquartered in Wilmington, Delaware. It's estimated that Hercules manufactured 18% of the Agent Orange used in Vietnam. Maynard Turk, welcome to Fresh Air.
Thank you.
Is Hercules satisfied with the outcome of the out-of-court settlement?
Well, considering all of the circumstances, I think it's a fair settlement.
What would you have hoped for if you could have written the settlement?
Well, I suppose if we would have had our everything to our complete liking, we would have had the case dismissed. As you probably know, we were at one time dismissed from the case by the first judge who had the case, Judge Pratt. We were brought back in when Judge Weinstein took over the case. The fact of the matter is, at least we perceived that whatever claims the veterans had, they were really making it against dioxin. And the Agent Orange that we made and delivered did not contain any detectable levels of dioxin. So we would have hoped to have gotten out without anything. But it's a real world in which we live, and under all the circumstances, I think we're satisfied.
How is it going to affect your company financially?
It will have no major adverse financial impact on our company.
Is that because the insurance companies will pay?
Well, the insurance companies will bear a major portion of it, but we are a large company, and it will not have any major adverse financial impact on us.
Stocks rose in 5 of the 7 companies after the out-of-court settlement. What does that indicate?
Well, I suppose it could indicate that the very fact that the litigation was out there was a cloud on the companies, and was some uncertainty so far as analysts were concerned. And once that uncertainty was removed, or at least largely removed, maybe it caused the stocks to react favorably.
In this out-of-court settlement, the chemical companies did not admit to any connection between dioxin and the medical problems that the vets who brought the class action suit have, and the chemical companies take no responsibility for the medical problems. Do you believe that there is any link from what we know now between dioxin and the medical problems that many vets who were exposed to Agent Orange are experiencing?
I do not believe there is, and I do not believe there is any good scientific evidence there is. And all the studies that have been done by the government indicate that to be the situation. As you probably know, the government just announced several months ago an extensive study that they had done involving the ranch hand participants in the Agent Orange situation. And they were the people who actually did the handling and spraying of the Agent Orange in Vietnam. And they would have been the people that would have been exposed more than any other veterans. And there's no indication that there was any statistical abnormalities in the health of that group of people. Additionally, in our case, for example, we manufactured 2,4-5-T, which is one of the ingredients in Agent Orange and the one that is alleged to have had the dioxin in it. We manufactured that product for about 10 years. We never had a single chloriacne problem with any of our workers. Statistically, none of our workers have had any problems of the kind that the veterans complain of. So while I don't question that many of the veterans have problems, I think they're connected to something else other than Agent Orange.
If there's no connection between Agent Orange and the medical problems that veterans are experiencing, why would the companies settle out of court to the tune of $180 million? Doesn't that imply that there is a connection?
No, I don't think it does. I think all of the companies looked at this from the practical standpoint, and they could see years and years and years of endless litigation almost, enormously expensive. We were facing immediately a trial starting, it was scheduled to start May 7, that had been variously estimated to last anywhere from 4 months to a year and a half. Those kind of proceedings become enormously expensive, very disruptive to the whole business setting of a company. And faced with that kind of exposure, I think the companies just felt that if there was some reasonable basis on which the litigation could be settled, it would be better to get the incident behind and get on to something else. And that, I think, is why the settlement was agreed upon, not because the companies felt any responsibility.
The Defense Department banned Agent Orange in 1971, its use in Vietnam. Why do you think they did that? Do you think it had nothing to do with health-related matters?
Well, I think there was a lot of publicity surrounding the use of the defoliant even before 1971. You must remember, also, in 1971, the war was beginning to wind down. I think it was a question of the Defense Department deciding that it was just too controversial and they wouldn't continue it for that reason. I don't think the Defense Department ever admitted that there was anything wrong with it.
According to the New York Times, court documents show that makers of Agent Orange secretly discussed its extreme toxicity many times as early as the mid-1960s. Did Hercules have any knowledge of the danger of dioxin? Do you dispute the existence of these meetings that the New York Times mentions?
There were some meetings are well documented that discussed some problems with manufacture, availability, a number of things. But I don't think there was anything hidden or anything secret about those meetings. And I reiterate that to the extent that the veterans claim is based on dioxin, our product was dioxin free. Some of the other manufacturers did have dioxin in it. We were not aware of that at the time.
My understanding is that it wasn't exactly dioxin free. It was one part per million of dioxin, which is a relatively low level.
No,
for
it was
Agent
not.
Orange.
That was the amount that the court assigned as a minimum for purposes of negotiating the settlement. Ours did not have one part per million. Ours had a non-detectable level.
According to the original lawyer for the case, Victor Iannacone, chemical companies suppressed studies that were done on chickens who were exposed to dioxin in the late 1950s. Did Hercules have any knowledge of those studies?
We have no knowledge of those studies at all.
And now?
And don't now.
Do you feel that Hercules was unfairly involved in this case? I know that you dispute the fact that there's any connection between dioxin and medical problems being
right.
experienced by veterans now. And you say that your company's Agent Orange had no dioxin in it. But do you think that your company was unjustly included in this suit, since the level of dioxin, depending on the sources, is either non-existent or relatively very low?
Well, let me approach it a little different way, if I might. I think that for whatever reason, Agent Orange became a target. I think there are many, many other things to which the veterans were exposed. For example, Dapsone, which was an anti-malaria drug, and I believe it has been definitely diagnosed as a carcinogen, widely used during the Vietnam War. There were a lot of other things that were used. Dexedrine, which is a speed that was widely known that veterans were that the soldiers were using it while they were there. Marijuana was heavily used. DDT was used, for example, to very widely, particularly around mess halls and around barracks areas, to keep insects down. DDT is an insecticide. So there were many, many things that the veterans in Vietnam, to which the veterans in Vietnam were exposed, that our normal veterans in the past wars had not been exposed to. So I think there are many things that could explain whatever the health problems are that the veterans have, if they have a statistical health problem. And I'm not sure that the health problem in the veterans today is statistically an abnormal one, taking into account the size of the veteran population in the Vietnam War.
What after effects do you think this out-of-court settlement is going to have for not only the chemical companies involved in the case, but for other chemical manufacturers as well?
Well, there is some thinking that it may give birth to new and more lawsuits. I hope that's not the situation, but I guess we'll just have to wait and see.
you think that chemical companies might be more cautious in the future before entering into contract with the military now that they've been sued for a contract that they had with the military?
Well, I think it's going to be much more likely that suppliers and contractors with the government will require the government to indemnify them before they sell them products, because I think there was some reference made to in the former interview that you had that indicated that the Agent Orange that was used was used in much, much higher concentrations than was recommended, and I think that's true. But you must remember the companies had nothing to do with the manner in which it was used. That was solely up to the government, and if it was misused, that was a government problem, not a supplier problem.
Do you think that there's any chance that these seven companies will enter into suit against the government?
I can only speak for Hercules. Hercules intends to sue the government.
On what grounds?
Under the Tucker Act, a breach of implied warranty on the basis of the government, so far as our contractual arrangement with the government is concerned. And I think we have an excellent chance of recovering that which we've paid out.
And what's the nature of the implied warning that was breached?
Well, I think certainly there was an implied warning that the product would be used according to recommended specifications, and it was not used according to recommended specifications.
Do you have any precedents that you could base your suit on?
Oh, there have been many suits against the government under the Tucker Act. This is a particular act that, under which you have to sue the government in the Court of Claims. So the suits would be brought under that particular act in Washington.
And assuming that you sue, well, what's the most that you would hope for from the government? Would you be looking for them to pay back the amount of money that you owe in this fund to the vets, or would you be looking for damages as well?
Well, certainly we would expect to get back from the government everything that we have had to expend in this thing. And the you must remember, we've been involved in this litigation now for something like a period of 5 years, and we've had a lot of expense during that period of time, direct cost. And also, this kind of thing is very disruptive from the standpoint of an ongoing business. And we've suffered substantial damages because of this whole thing.
If you sue the government on the grounds that they violated the warning, isn't that having it both ways? Since on one hand you're saying that there's no connection between Agent Orange and medical problems, and on the other hand you'd be suing the government saying, well, it's because they used too much of it.
No, we're suing the government on the basis that because of the fact that they used too much of it, the veterans perceived that they were injured, and the veterans proceeded against us, and it should have been the government's problem, and the government should have come in and taken over, which they did not do, and therefore our claim is still valid, even though we don't recognize that there was any harm done to the veterans.
Okay. I want to thank you for speaking with us. Any concluding comments you'd like to make?
None at all, but I've enjoyed it, and thank you very much.
Thank you for being with us, and I've been speaking with S. Maynard Turk, who is a vice president and general counsel with Hercules Incorporated, and they are one of the seven companies that just settled out of court with Vietnam veterans who sued them for medical damages that they attribute to the aftereffects of dioxin in the defoliant Agent Orange.